Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making this your first listen of the day. I love being able to talk Red Sox with you every single day, so thank you so much for tuning in. I have a jam-packed show for you today. I know Jason talked a lot about E-Rod on Wednesday's show and if he has a spot on the Red Sox in the future, and I'm going to kind of keep that same topic going with another player, but not a pitcher, an infielder, one who's not eligible for the postseason, unfortunately, and also going to talk these really fun City Connect uniforms that the Red Sox seem to love. They're obviously doing really well with a 7-game win streak, and as always, ending the show on a positive note. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover Boston sports for NESN. I've been in this media scene now for over 6 years. Born and raised in the Boston area, so love being able to connect with you and talk with you about Red Sox from a reporter perspective, fan perspective, and just overall a very optimistic, cautiously optimistic fan perspective with the Red Sox holding on to that top spot in the AL wildcard as of Thursday morning. There is a lot to get to. I don't want to waste any time. But before we get into this, do me a favor, join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, my good friend Sully, every single day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So the Red Sox took care of the Mets. They swept them out of Fenway Park in their quick 2-game series. And Alex Cora said after the game that this roster feels like the most complete one he's had all season because of the depth, their options to pinch hit, to pinch run. They have big bats off the bench. They have speed off the bench. And it's kind of hard to disagree with him because the Red Sox are doing everything right now. They are catching fire at the right time. They're playing good baseball. They're winning games. Every single game from here on out is must win, especially with the series coming up against the Yankees starting Friday. But when you're playing teams, whether it's the Orioles or the Mets, who obviously the Orioles are not in playoff contention, and the Mets are a tough team, and even though they're in the National League, you still need to win these games because you have the Blue Jays and the Yankees right on your heels in the AL wildcard standings. You cannot afford to lose games, especially games against teams that are incredibly winnable. And that's exactly what the Red Sox did against the Orioles and the Mets, so good for them. It's exciting. It's exciting. A very exciting time to be a Red Sox fan with 9 games left in the season. I can't believe it already, but one person who has really stood out, who's really helped complete this roster, and has taken me by surprise, is Jose Iglesias. Everyone knows he was part of this Red Sox team before he was traded, and they signed him as a depth signing when everyone was getting injured, everyone was having COVID, and the COVID outbreak was running rampant through the Red Sox clubhouse. And honestly, I thought he would just be DFA'd after the Red Sox became healthy again and got their roster back on track, but he's giving this team a lot of reasons to not DFA him, to not move on from him this season. Unfortunately, he is not eligible for the postseason due to when he was signed by the Red Sox. He cannot compete in postseason contention, whether it be with the Red Sox or another team, which is a darn shame because he's brought such life and a spark to this Red Sox team. He's having fun. He's playing great baseball. He's making great defensive plays at second base. And as Jason alluded to Wednesday, he asked the question if E-Rod has a future with the Red Sox after this season because he's very much struggled. He has not looked like 2019 E-Rod. But now my question is, does Jose Iglesias have a spot on this team next season? Do the Red Sox go out and sign him to a 1 or 2 year deal? Because I don't think the answer at second is Christian Arroyo. You don't want to take Kike Hernandez out of center field because his outfield is so strong. They're throwing people out left and right. Runners continue to go on them for whatever reason and just look silly every time they get thrown out because they know the Red Sox outfield is one of the best in MLB, if not the best, but they're going to test them anyway. But that's a gripe for another day. I think Iglesias has done a lot in the short amount of time he's been here. He's been a delight for the Red Sox. And obviously, second base is a question going into the postseason because you can't have Iglesias on your roster. Does Araruz slide into second? Does Christian Arroyo go into second even though he's still recovering from injuries? He was hit hard by COVID. He had a really hard time with COVID. Who knows how he's feeling physically, mentally. It's great to see him back with the team, 100%, but there's tons of questions surrounding him right now. But if we're looking toward the future and you're thinking about second base for next season, do you sign Iglesias to a 1 or 2 year deal? And I think if it's at the right price, why the hell not? He's done everything and more that the Red Sox have asked for him. He's been coming in clutch. He's made amazing defensive plays, highlight reel plays, and he looks like someone that the Red Sox have missed all season. There would be some configuring to do. I mean, Araruz has looked good. Is he the answer at second base for the future? I don't know. Probably not, as much as I absolutely love this guy and love watching him play. But if you can kind of bridge the gap here and have Iglesias play second base for a year or two, I think it's worth the risk. It's a low risk, high reward. That's exactly what the signing was too. Just somebody to get you by. And look what he's done. It's like he's rejuvenated and he's brought life to this Red Sox team. And over the course of his 14 games, he's been incredibly productive. 4 doubles, a triple, a home run, 7 RBI. He's drawn 5 walks. His batting average is .378 and he's slugging .622 over the course of 14 games. I think that he's done enough in the small sample size, and he's a veteran in this game. It's not like he's a rookie. You know what he's going to bring. You know that he's capable. And I think at this point, why not just sign him to a 1 year deal? Get the rookies ready, get the farm system ready for the infield, figure out how you're going to move around all of the puzzle pieces of Bobby Dalbec, Rafael Devers, Tristan Casas. You know, you have to think about the future, and you don't want to rush anybody through the farm system either. You obviously want everyone to be as ready as possible, especially with all the hype around them. Look at Jaron Duran. So the Red Sox have a lot of options, but they also have some time. They don't have forever. But I think from what we've seen, and if Jose Iglesias can continue in these last stretch of games here to continue to be productive, why not just sign him for another year? Just sign him for next year and go from there. You have options. You don't need to play him every single day. So it might be worth it. I don't know. I'm no big league manager. I'm no GM. I'm no president of baseball operations, but I like what I see. The eye test is making me happy. The stats obviously are making me happy, and he's having fun. I love the energy he brings. I love that everyone loves to be around him. So I think he's good for this team. I think he's good for fans. And like I said, if he can continue to be productive, why not let him continue to be productive with the team he's had success with? You know, it's definitely a shame that he won't be able to continue this momentum and bring it into a one-game playoff, assuming the Red Sox get there, because second base is such a hole right now because you don't really know Christian Arroyo's health. Yes, he's been activated from the COVID IL, but his injuries have piled up this season. His bout with COVID was very hard, so who knows if he's dealing with lingering effects or any side effects from having COVID. But it's been nice to not really worry about second base of late because of Jose Iglesias, and it's definitely a big question mark heading into the postseason. Again, assuming the Red Sox get there, they look good. I have no reason to believe that they won't at this point anymore. So sign me up for somebody who wants to have Jose Iglesias on this team for at least one more year. Give him a full year with the Red Sox. Coming up in our second segment, I'm going to talk these yellow City Connect jerseys that the Red Sox have been wearing during this 7-game win streak. And it seems the players are having fun with them too and really like them. So all things City Connect coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required and content varies by package. This episode also is brought to you by Molecule Mattress. And when I heard about how many elite athletes sleep on a Molecule mattress and call it their best sleep ever, I had to order one for myself. And let me tell you, they are absolutely spot on. I'm no elite athlete. I'm no Tom Brady. I'm no Xander Bogaerts. I know that. But I do live a pretty active lifestyle. I like to work out. I'm outside a lot. So I'm very active. And getting older, being in your 30s now, it comes with sore necks, stiff backs, and you sleep wrong and you're hurt for a couple days, you're down for the count. But Molecule Sleep Scientist literally created the world's most perfect mattress. It's unlike any other mattress in a box. It's cool to the touch. It has 6 times the airflow of my old mattress, so it keeps me cool all night. It has zone reflex layers that adjust with me in all my weird sleep positions, so I never wake up with a sore neck, a stiff back, anything like that. Molecule Mattress is how elite athletes and people like me and Jason get the best sleep ever. Sleep on your Molecule mattress risk-free for 100 nights. If you don't have your deepest, most restorative sleep ever, then return it. Visit onmolecule.com and save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at onmolecule.com. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. I very much appreciate your listenership every single day. Let's talk some yellow jerseys. So these jerseys represent the Boston Marathon. The Boston Marathon colors are yellow and blue. And at first when they released them, I will be completely honest, I was not a fan of the color scheme. I love bright colors. I used to drive a lime green Jeep Wrangler, so I'm all in for bright colors and trying something new. Love the meaning behind them, of course. But I just did not like them. I didn't think they were super appealing to the eyes, and I love them. Like, I love the sweatshirt style, but not the jersey style, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But now with the 7-game win streak, I've come to absolutely love them. And so has Chris Sale, so that's pretty cool too. So the Red Sox requested to wear these yellow jerseys, and they haven't stopped wearing them since the request. And I am a big proponent of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because that's exactly what the Red Sox are doing. It sounds like they're going to be wearing them when the Yankees come to Fenway Park on Friday night. And listen, every athlete, every fan, every person, someone has some sort of superstition. And this is the Red Sox right now. This is them thinking that these jerseys are bringing them luck, thinking that they are probably never going to lose another game in these jerseys. And hey, if they're winning, keep wearing them, because it's working. It's fun. It's really fun to know that the Red Sox were behind the request to begin with. They were just like, hey, I want to wear the yellow jerseys. And the Red Sox were like, okay, wear the yellow jerseys. That's fine. And then they're like, well, let's keep wearing them. And it's like, well, let's check with front office and let's make sure that it's okay that we wear these. And it's okay that you wear them. So they are continuing to wear them. And I don't know what it is. I mean, you can say it's the jersey, you can say it's the play of the Red Sox, but hey, they're having fun. They're winning. They've won their last 7 games. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. Keep wearing these jerseys. They obviously are not the traditional red, white, navy, gray, whatever the uniforms have been over the last few years, but it kind of, that's what makes them fun. No, they're very different. They took a chance. They weren't all that well receptive color-wise, meaning-wise. Yes, they were like, this is incredible. I love that they're doing this. But it was the color scheme. And now the color scheme seems like a thing of the past, because if the Red Sox want to be the quote-unquote Yellow Sox, we love these jerseys now, right? Like, they are the best jersey the Red Sox can wear right now. And when you are on the 7-game win streak and you realize that your last 5 games have come, or 5 wins have come in these yellow jerseys, you keep it rolling, especially because the Yankees are only 2 games behind the Red Sox. In the wild card standings, the Red Sox are clinging to the top spot. They're 2 games ahead, with the Blue Jays 2.5 behind the Red Sox. So just a half game behind the Yankees, and you need to keep winning. You need to separate yourself. You need to create some cushion and some breathing room in these standings. Obviously, you have the perfect opportunity to do it against the Yankees and continue to win in these yellow jerseys and make them more appealing to fans, because now they're winning a lot. They're catching fire. They're having fun. And like I said, Chris Sale loves them. He said, I love them. I do. I know that might be a surprise to some people, but no, I think it's great. Obviously, what it represents means even more to us. I think that's it. It's kind of crazy, right? We're wearing yellow, we're wearing baby blue, we're a red, white, gray, and blue team, but it makes it fun. It 100% makes it fun, Chris Sale. I am right there with you. And we all know Chris Sale's feelings on certain uniforms given the incident. Seems like that was 20 years ago now, but when he was not happy with the alternate uniforms he had to wear, not as a member of the Red Sox, so don't worry about that. But to see him embracing these uniforms, to see the whole team embracing these uniforms and kind of making it like their rally uniform. We've seen a rally goose, we've seen rally cats, we've seen rally caps, we've seen rally everything else except for rally jerseys. And now they're here. We have the yellow rally jersey. And I just love how much they've been embraced lately, especially by someone like me who didn't really like them when they came out. Like I said, only the colors. Was not a fan of the color scheme. But now when I see them wearing them, I'm like, ooh, baby, that's a Red Sox win tonight, that's for sure. So it's definitely a great time to be having fun, especially obviously because they're winning. It makes it even more fun. I don't think they'd still be wearing these if they were on a 7-game losing streak. I don't think there'd be many fans at Fenway Park if they were on a 7-game losing streak at this point. But I think as long as they're winning, they need to continue to embrace the fun, live up to this superstition, do what you have to do, sleep in them, work out in them. I don't care what you do. Continue to bring this fun, this fire, and the wins to the Red Sox. Coming up in our third and final segment, I will end this show on a positive note. We're almost to the weekend. We're almost to Friday. But first, this episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. We're back and it's better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code LOCKEDON. This episode also is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse just so happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right at home and right in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. They're a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer. And Rock Auto has everything you need. Brake parts, tail lamps, oil, even new carpets. So go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me for another episode of Locked On Red Sox. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I love doing this with you every single day. Let's end the show on a positive note, shall we? Because it is almost Friday. We've made it through another week just about. The sun is shining. Fall is in the air, which means playoff baseball is in the air. And my positive takeaway here is that the Red Sox are going to host a 1-game playoff at Fenway Park. I am manifesting this. I was very back and forth for a while. There was a point I wasn't sure if they would even be a wild card team after the All-Star break and after the trade deadline and how much of a spiral the Red Sox kind of fell into. But between the yellow jerseys kind of being superstitious, the emergence of Jose Iglesias, just how much fun, how much energy the Red Sox are exuding every single game. I don't think they're giving up this number one spot. I think that the wild card, the top AL wild card spot is theirs. Unfortunately for our friends over at Locked On A's, I think it is the end of the road for Oakland. I don't think there's any coming back from their deficit at the moment. But I just think the Red Sox have finally realized what Alex Cora said. You play bad baseball, you're going to lose. You play good baseball, you're going to give yourself a chance to win. And they've been playing pretty good baseball the last 7 games. So I think that this momentum, they're just going to ride this momentum. They're riding high right now. They have a lot going right. They just need to continue to carry this momentum, not just with the Yankees, but for the other games after that, because that's the final stretch of the season. There's 1 week left and the playoffs start, and anything can happen in one game. And the Red Sox need all the momentum, all the advantages they can take. So my positive takeaway is that the Red Sox will be your AL wildcard top spot winner. They'll host the game at Fenway Park. We'll talk about potential winners as it gets closer. But much like the Red Sox, I am also riding this high with them. I'm very positive. I'm looking forward to the series with the Yankees because it's going to be fun. But that will do it for Thursday's episode of Locked On Red Sox. Thank you for hanging out with me today. Thank you for listening. Be sure to connect with me on Twitter at lalalalauren, 3 laws, Lauren with 4 R's, and the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_RedSox. DM us, at us. Interact with us. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you don't want to hear. Ask us questions. Anything we can do, because we are here for you. Also, don't forget to check out all the other amazing shows on across the Locked On Network. Locked On MLB, Locked On A's, Locked On Yankees. There are so many amazing shows across this network. They all deserve great recognition. They all do great work. They all work really hard. Go make sure you listen to one of those, especially Locked On Yankees and Locked On A's, because the A's are on the outside looking in while the Yankees are neck and neck with the Red Sox. So definitely a lot of fun there. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox. You'll never miss an episode once it drops when you subscribe. And leave us a review. Like I said, tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what we can do more of, what we can be better at. We love to hear from you. And don't forget that betting on MLB, the Red Sox, the Yankees, it doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. We will see you Friday.